Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1603, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, March 18th, 2025, which in UTC time is Wednesday, March 19th, 2025 at 0200. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. Thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. The PL tone is 123.0, and we're being linked in to 442.5, so we appreciate that there from Joe. And so I will now take local check-ins. And we have one early check-in already. We have Joe, W5BSA. Okay, well, we're going to start with a little bit of information here from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. The two balloons that, several balloons that were launched from the Greater Houston Hamfest, and a couple of them are still up and reporting. It looks like BLT-140 and BLT-143. So we got beacons again from them. We thought BLT-140 a few days ago, but Walter says it appears it was just some serious GPS jamming from that part of the world for a few days. So we've got another beacon, which looks like BLT-143 is off the coast of Japan, back over the Pacific, and BLT-140 is over China. So we'll still be keeping an eye on those guys and see how long they keep going. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AmSatNet. We're switching over here to the AmSat News Service Bulletins. This is AmSat News Service Bulletin number 75 by Mark Johns, K0JM, is this week's editor. All right, we're kind of working with a limping along computer this evening. We've kind of started having some issues here with our video card a few days ago. So if we overstress it a little bit too much, we get a black screen and no video. So we're just hoping that does not happen. The AmSat News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AmSat, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites.
BL-123.
And the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AmSat News Service Bulletins via the ANS list. To join the list, you can go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. All right, it's Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AmSat Net, and I want to remind everybody you can call and make a quick phone check into the net. The number is 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message. That's to West Virginia 5 Yankee, with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. Or you can send an email, and that's to wv5y@comcast.net. I know Joe said he set the timeout timer here for kind of a long time for the net here on 145.19, but I think it's still set pretty short over on 442.5, so we will be unkeying pretty often during the net. But we do have, let's see, item number one, which is some amateur satellites that have finally launched after some delays. After delaying the launch of the mission, a highly unusual 7 times, it was originally slated to take to the skies on February the 27th. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket finally carried the 13th rideshare to orbit on Saturday, March the 15th. The launch carried 74 small satellites to Sun Synchronous Orbit, or SSO, lifting off from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California at 0643 UTC, which is 1143 p.m. on March the 14th in local California time. All right, so we can get through our audio issues. Jeez, got computer issues, audio issues, never ends. Okay, well, we're talking about Hades ICM 1.5 Pocket Cube satellite. It's uplink on 145.875 megahertz and downlink on 436.666 megahertz. It carries the same experiment as the Smart IR Manchester University. And the repeater won't be active on the satellite until all the checks have been performed, and this can take several weeks. All right, we've got a group of satellites labeled as Tevel 2 on the launch manifest for the SpaceX Transporter 13 mission. And designated as Tevel 2-1 through Tevel 2-9, they are all listed as having a downlink frequency of 436.400 megahertz and are expected to be activated in rotation much in the same way as the previous constellation of Tevel satellites, which have now all decayed from orbit. Okay, then we've got a French CubeSat named UVSQSAT-NG, or Next Generation. It also is on the launch manifest. This satellite appears to have capabilities for amateur operation. However, no such operation has been coordinated or announced. All right, and you can see the AMSAT News Service Bulletin 61 for more details on all of these satellites. And we will thank space.com and AMSAT EA for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5OI with the Houston AMSAT Net. Thanks to Bruce, KK5VO. The URLs that we're discussing are available over on our website, so you can go over to www.amsatnet.com, and he's got a document there on the front page. You can click on the links, and you can check out the things that we're discussing if you're so inclined. Hey, the 2025 AMSAT President's Club coins have just arrived. You can celebrate the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight and help support golf and Fox Plus. You can join the AMSAT President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. And the URL is www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. NASA's Sphere X and Punch missions launch. NASA's Sphere X and Punch missions were launched together on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket and lifted off from Vandenberg Space Force Base, California on Tuesday evening, March the 11th, or early March the 12th, UTC. The launch had been delayed one day due to unfavorable weather at the launch site and an issue with one of the spacecraft. Okay, Sphere X, or Spectrophotometer for the History of the Universe, EPIC, of Reionization and ISIS Explorer, that's a fancy name, will then collect data on more than 450 million galaxies along with more than 100 million stars in the Milky Way in order to explore the origins of the universe. That's contributing to NASA's science's key goals to discover the secrets of the universe and search for life elsewhere. The mission's 3D all-sky map will help scientists answer big-picture questions about the universe. The mission will investigate a cosmic phenomenon called inflation that caused the universe to expand rapidly for a fraction of a second after the Big Bang, measure the collective glow created by galaxies near and far, including hidden galaxies that have not been individually observed, and search the Milky Way galaxy for hidden reservoirs of water, carbon dioxide, and other essential ingredients for life. The Sphere X mission's ability to scan large sections of the sky quickly and gather data on millions of objects complements the work of more targeted telescopes like NASA's Hubble and James Webb, and the observatory's data will be freely available to scientists around the world, providing a new encyclopedia of information about hundreds of millions of cosmic objects.
BL-123.
And along for the ride was a second mission called Punch, the polarimeter to unify the corona and heliosphere, a mission consisting of four satellites operating in concert. These small sats will observe the sun's corona as it transitions into the solar wind, supporting NASA science's key goals by creating a broad awareness and understanding of how the sun creates conditions that influence Earth and space, which is increasingly part of the human domain. by providing scientists with new information about how these potentially disruptive solar events form and evolve. Data from PUNCH could lead to more accurate prediction about the arrival and impact of such events on Earth and for humanity's robotic explorers in space. Following orbital adjustments and commissioning, each of these two missions is planned to last for at least 2 years, contributing valuable data to the study of the universe and the sun's influence on space weather. And we want to thank NASA for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSat Net.
Looks like we're a quarter past the hour,
so we're going to take a quick standby and see. We've got checking in via some of our other means here. Let's see, we've got Joe, WFIBSA, and he's our control operator, and he checked in there right before the net, so we got him down. And then, let's see, we got Andrew, KC5LWI, down there in Galveston. And he called and checked in via the landline just a little bit before the net. So I appreciate hearing from Andrew. I know Andrew's been having fun trying to figure that new radio out that he won there at the HamFest. That's always a good thing. And let's see here. Who else do we have? We got Charlie, K5ENG. He checked in via the landline, so appreciate hearing from Charlie. Sounds like he's doing good. He's over there in West Houston. We got Dale, WD0NKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, and thanks to Dale, he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So appreciate Dale doing that for us. And then, of course, thanks to Vern, WA0RCR, out of Wentzville, Missouri, you can hear our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as Vern likes to say, and that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So thanks for Vern putting us on the top band. And then we got a check-in from Kai, N6ZZO. He's one of our podcast listeners. He's over there in McKinleyville, California, and he calls and checks in there on the landline, usually on Wednesdays, so we appreciate that. Okay, let's see, from the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW. We've got Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX. Okay, and then let's see, from Echolink, we've got W5BSA, the stereo repeater connected, which is 442.5, so hello to those folks over there. We have Bob, K9OIM. We have Mitch, 80HJ. He's up there in Jackson, Minnesota. And, of course, thanks to him, you can participate in the Wednesday night AmSatNet that takes place on DMR. And it's also on the 442.5 repeater now. And that's Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Central, and that's on the DMR Talk Group, which is the AmSat 1, that's 98006, or YSF Fusion 11689. So we appreciate Walter and all those folks and Joe making all that available. Okay, we'll say hello to Steve, KA5YFC, and then we've got Indoff, N6UTC. He's over there in Long Beach, California. Good evening to him.
And then there's Bruce, KK5VO, up there in Roman Forest. He does our URLs, and of course, thanks to him, there is satellite award information. So you can go over to amsatnet.com, and you can check out information on how to get certificates and awards for making satellite contacts. He's got that stuff up there. And then you can find more of that over at amsat.org. And Bruce also has information up there. And then there's also information on the status of the satellites, the frequencies that they operate on. There's the symposium coming up next year. They'll be talking about that. And then the store. So you can even buy satellite antennas. All right, we want to say hello to Dale, WD0AKO. We got him connected here on Echolink. And then we've got Damien, AG9P. Good evening to him. He's over there in Oconto, Wisconsin. Video card's hanging in there. We can still see at least two of our three screens, so that's a good thing so far. Hey, do you need any satellite antennas? You can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AMSAT store. And when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes toward keeping amateur radio in space. And, of course, the URL is amsat.org/product-category/hardware. This is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Yeah, we watched on SpaceX earlier, the splashdown, Sonny Williams and Butch and Sonny, they finally made it back after their extended stay there on the International Space Station. So I'm sure they're saying, oh, I can't believe how heavy gravity is. I can't move. I'm sure it's bad, but they'll get over that. All right, and the ISS changes its crew. Expedition 73, 73rd long-duration expedition to the International Space Station, will begin with the departure of Soyuz MS-26, expected to take place in April 2025. The Expedition 73 crew will consist of cosmonauts just launched to the station aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon Endurance, as well as those soon to follow aboard the Soyuz MS-27. The crew of MS-26, Russian cosmonauts Alexei Ovsinin and Ivan Wagner, and American astronaut Don Petit, KD5NBP, are already making preparations for departure in the coming weeks. Scheduled for departure even sooner, probably in the coming week, SpaceX Crew Dragon Freedom, with two members of SpaceX Crew 9, astronaut Nick Hague, KG5TMV, and cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov, accompanied by U.S. astronauts Barry Butch Wilmore and Bonita Williams, KD5PLB. And yeah, they made it back today. Wilmore and Williams were launched to the ISS in June of last year aboard the Boeing Starliner crew flight test.
BL-123.
Okay, sorry about that. Looks like we did something bad there. We talked for a little bit too long. But, yes, Sunita Williams, KD5PLB, and Butch Wilmore are back, and they made it back today. They were launched to the ISS in June of last year for the Boeing Starliner crew flight test. SpaceX crew to 10 consists of Master Astronaut Ann McClain, who will serve as Crew 10's commander.
Trying to go up on our power a little bit here. Sounds a little noisy. SpaceX Crew 10. Let's see. Okay, Ann McClain is joined by Crew 10's pilot, NASA astronaut Nicole Ayers, AGKJ5GWI, mission specialist, Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA astronaut Takuya Onishi, KF5LKS, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov. Crew 10 was launched from Pad 39A at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Friday, March the 14th. 2303 UTC after a scrub on Wednesday. March 12th launch attempt was scrubbed due to an issue with the hydraulics on ground support systems on the launch pad. And that crew will be joined later next month by the crew of Soyuz MS-27, which is scheduled to consist of cosmonauts Sergei Rykunov and Alexei Zubritsky, as well as American astronaut Johnny Kim. Once the MS-26 crew departs, Takuya Onishi of the Japan will serve as the commander of Expedition 73, the third JAXA astronaut to take command of the station. Born in Narima, Japan, Onishi earned an aeronautical and space engineering degree from the University of Tokyo and was a co-pilot of Boeing 767 airplanes from 2003 to 2009. Onishi will fly to space for the second time on Crew 10, having previously flown to the ISS aboard Soyuz MS-01 in 2016 as part of Expedition 48/49. JAXA and NASA selected Onishi for NASA's 20th astronaut group in 2009. Expedition 73 will continue the extensive scientific research conducted aboard the ISS, focusing on various fields, including biology, human physiology, physics, and material science. The crew members will also maintain and upgrade the space station systems. And we want to thank NASA for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. I believe our signal has gotten so weak in the repeater here, trying to figure out what's going on. Should I try to run out and adjust the antenna?
Let's see, the AMSAT removed before flight key tags are now available. Yes, these keys are the real thing. And they say removed before flight, and they bright red, white on red. And they have the AMSAT logo, and nifty looking. And your $20 donation goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite. And it includes the first class postage. And that's sorry, but that's only for U.S. addresses only. But you can order today at www.amsat.org/product/amsat-remove-before-flight-keychain. Okay, this is Marty WV5Y with the Houston AMSAT net. Let's see, we're right at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to take a quick standby, and we're going to see if we have any local check-ins. So, we have any late local check-ins on the 145.19 repeater? Come now.
Whiskey, Delta 5, Juliet, Romeo, Delta, WD5, Jared E. Carl, Jersey Village. Good evening, Marty.
We got Carl. Good evening, Carl. WD5JRD up there in Jersey Village. Do we have anybody else?
Whiskey Romeo 5 Golf. Whiskey Romeo 5 Golf. Jerry in Northwest Houston.
This is Whiskey Fire Bravo Sierra Alpha. Whiskey Fire Bravo Sierra Alpha. And Marty, your signal has degraded a little bit. Everybody else sounds strong into the repeater. Just thought I'd let you know that.
Okay, can you come back again with that very last call one more time? And I heard you made a comment, but I didn't quite catch what it was.
Yeah, sorry, Marty. It's Joe, W5, Whiskey 5 Bravo, Sierra Alpha, W5 BSA. I said, for some reason, your signal has gotten a little weak into the repeater. Everybody else is checking in. Sounds normal and strong. Just thought I'd let you know that.
Okay. I appreciate that, Joe. Let me see here if I can make a quick adjustment. WV5Y.
BL-123.
Okay, we're back. Smarty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. We still have some pretty good wind up there, and yeah, that's what happens when the antenna gets blown over, is laying flat on the ground.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm glad you found it. W5BSC, back to you, Marty.
Okay, well, I appreciate the input there, Joe. And, yeah, quick couple of minutes there, and at least we got that resolved for the moment. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AmSatNet. And it looks like we do have some changes to the AmSat NA TLE distribution for the 14th of March. Okay, two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day, and new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. All right, more information can be found right over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And they have made a change. They say, notice, in an effort to minimize confusion between sources of two-line element sets, AmSat is adopting the convention of listing the USSF NORAD satellite catalog name first, followed by any secondary name or names in parentheses. And the names in the parentheses would be the typical name that we go by for the satellites. As an example, Poem 4 might have BGS RPIT next to it in parentheses. And Poem 4 is the name that appears in the U.S. Space Force satellite catalog, and BGS ARPIT is the name best known within the amateur satellite community. You can expect name changes for affected satellites in the coming weeks, as this change is fully implemented. And the following satellite has been added to this week's AmSat TLE distribution, and it's Hydra-T, or NORAD catalog ID 62692, has a downlink of 437.778 megahertz. All right, and we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AmSat Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. All right, looks like we're down to ARIS News. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 megahertz worldwide. Ah, looks like there is no scheduled in the immediate future, and that's due to the crew changes. Well, we know Sunita Williams did a good job of making lots of contacts while she was up there, so we appreciate that. And let's see, the crossband repeater continues to be active on the ISS. It's on 145.990 up, with a PL tone of 67, and on 437.800 megahertz down. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic. They can raise the volume up on the radio, and they can talk on the crossband repeater.
So give a listen. You just never know. And the packet system is also active. It's on 145.825 megahertz up and down. And as always, if there is an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARRIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. And the systems will be off for Crew Dragon docking on March the 16th and for undocking later in the week. So there's not a lot of activity going on this week. And all times are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before the times we have listed. All right, you can find the latest information on the operation mode for the International Space Station. It's right over at www.ARRIS.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use can be found at www.ARRIS.org/contact-v-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safada, AJ9N, one of the ARRIS operation team mentors, for that information. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. All right, we've got some rovers that are going to be making some rows and sharing some grid square activations and doing some upcoming satellite operations. We've got N4AKV/R. We'll be on various satellites from grids FM25, FM26, FM27, and FM28. And that's going to be on March the 16th through the 18th. You can see hams.at for details. Okay, then we've got PA3GAN. They will be on AO7 from grid JO22, and that's going to be on March the 16th. So that already happened. A growing number of satellite rovers are currently engaged in sharing their grid square activations on hams.at. By visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. Additionally, you have the ability to assess the match score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass, while also being able to identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. And we want to thank hams.at for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5 and the Houston AmSatNet. Okay, we've got some AmSat ambassador activities coming up here. Of course, AmSat ambassadors provide presentations. They demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and they host information tables, and that's at club meetings, hamfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. Okay, on March 22nd, 2025, the Midwinter Madness at the Buffalo Civic Center at 1306 County Road, number 134 in Buffalo, Minnesota. And that's 55313. You can go to k0ltc.org/midwinter/madness. All right, and K0JM, Mitch, AD0HJ, and KE0PBR should be there.
DL123.
All right, then on March 27th, 2025, we've got W5ITR providing an AmSat update and info at the West Fork Amateur Radio Club, Paradise Fire Department at 303 Main Street in Paradise, Texas, 76073. And you can check out WFARC.org. Okay, then April 4th through the 5th, we've got the Southeastern VHF Conference 2025 at the Quality Inn at 3095 Wilma Rudolph Boulevard in Clarksville, Tennessee, 37040. The URL is svhfs.org/wp/2025-conference. And W4FCL should be there. Okay, then we've got K4EB, N4AEW, W1DCM, KK4HG, and N4HF, all at April 5th, 2025. And that's at the Jim Graham Building, North Carolina State Fairgrounds, Youth Center Drive, Gate 5 in Raleigh, North Carolina. You can go www.rarsfest.org/index.php. And you can find more info over there. We want to say thanks to Bo Lowry, W4FCL, Director of AMSAT Ambassador Program, for all that good information. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. AMSAT Italia is pleased to announce the renewal of its board of directors, which were elected on February the 26th and assigned to the role on March the 3rd. The new board of directors in charge for the period of 2025 to 2027, and they consist of okay, first of all, we've got the president and treasurer, DePaulis Francesco, IK0WGF. And then we've got the vice president, Ferrario Gianpietro, IZ2GOJ. And then Andrioli Fabio, IZ0QPO, is the secretary. And Ariati Claudio, IK1SLD, is a board member, and Tugnalati Piero, I0KPT, is also a board member. All right, Andrioli Fabio, I0QPO, and Tugnalati Piero, I0KPT, joined the board of directors after being former members of the board of auditors. Fabrizio Cariai, IU5GEZ, and Emmanuel Di Andrea, I0ELE, leave the board of directors, while Emmanuel I0ELE was already appointed by the Assembly of Associates as president emeritus of AMSAT Italia. Okay, for more info about AMSAT Italia and its activities, you can visit their website over at www.amsat.it. And we will thank Francesco DePaulis, IK0WGF, for that information. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AMSAT Net. Intuitive Machines IM2 Athena lander touched down near the moon's south pole, 250 meters from its target in the Mons Mouton region, inside of a crater. But while a softer landing than last time, like IM-1 in February of 2024, the lander appears to have fallen over into an incorrect attitude.
ending up somewhat on its side. A day later, the mission was declared over with little hope of even partial recovery due to solar panels oriented in the wrong direction and the extreme cold temperatures in the crater. And we want to thank the Orbital Index for that information. And then we had, with somewhat better luck, another private lunar lander carrying a drill, vacuum, and other experiments for NASA, and it touched down on the moon on March the 2nd, the latest in a string of companies looking to kickstart business on Earth's celestial neighbor ahead of astronaut missions. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander descended from lunar orbit on autopilot, aiming for the slopes of an ancient volcanic dome in an impact basin on the moon's northeastern edge of the near side. And ANS thanks the Associated Press for that information. And after its 2 weeks in the sun and the lunar night has come, it has gone silent also. We heard from Vern, check in there just now off the phone lines, and appreciate that. And once again, thanks to him, you can hear Arnett on the top band. That's on 1.860, full carrier AM, as Vern likes to say, and that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. Okay, we had a Starship Flight 8 test that went good there in the beginning. And then Starship blew up over the Caribbean again. Starship Flight 8 seems to have suffered the same fate as its predecessor. Minutes into Starship 34's powered flight, four of its six Raptor engines shut down and the spacecraft began to tumble. Minutes later, it exploded over the Caribbean, producing a similarly spectacular light show as the last flight. In better news, Super Heavy Booster 15 was again caught by its launch tower, or Mechazilla, an incredible feat that is somehow slowly starting to look routine. And ANS thanks the Orbital Index for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Yeah, we watched that Voyager be brought aboard the ship, and astronauts getting out there. Of course, that's kind of neat what they call where they bring it on board the ship. They call that the Dragon's Nest. So they've got all kinds of interesting names over there at SpaceX. All right, NASA has recently turned off Voyager's 1's cosmic ray subsystem experiment and Voyager 2's low-energy charged particle instrument to conserve power. At 43 years old, both craft are at half their initial power levels, now operating at around 235 watts each, and losing about 4 watts of power generation capacity each year. In part, this is due to the 87.7-year half-life decay of plutonium-238,
which powers the probe's three multi-hundred watt radio isotope thermoelectric generators.
BL-123.
43 years old. The Voyagers have been up there for a long time. And so we're sorry to see everything being turned off. But that's the way those things go. And then it'll just cruise on its own and till it hits something eventually. So never know. All right. Well, you can join AMSAT today. You can just go over to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one half the standard yearly rate. Post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in this status. Memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space, and that's from this week's ANS editor, Mark Johns, K0JM, and that's mjohns@amsat.org. Okay, ANS is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, and they reside at 712 H Street, NE, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C., 2002. Well, we sure are glad those astronauts made it back today, finally. And we look forward to hearing how they're doing recuperating. I'm sure it'll take a little while before everything's back to normal. So we hope things go well in that regard. Okay, we're looking around here. It looks like we don't have any more check-ins off of Echolink. And let's see. Looks like that's about all the check-ins we've got for this evening. So we hope everybody enjoyed this version of the Houston AMSAT Net. We look forward to catching everybody next week. But one more time, those website addresses there, thanks to Bruce, is our website. It's www.amsatnet.com. And you can find award information about how you can get certificates and awards for making satellite contacts. And, of course, that's thanks to Bruce, since he's the AMSAT awards guy. And then over at amsat.org, yep, you can go over to amsat.org, find more information Bruce has put up there about how to work other satellites and get awards. Of course, you can also find the status of the satellites, the frequencies they're operating on. There's information about the symposium that's coming up, usually the beginning of November, end of October. And then there's the store, and you can even have antennas if you need to. So be sure and go right over to www.amsat.org. All right, well, keep playing with those radios. Make lots of satellite contacts. Stay safe out there. And we look forward to catching everybody next week. So hopefully we'll figure out our video card issue. We want to thank the computer for letting us see What's coming out of our video here for this hour. And we'll be working on that here shortly in the future. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 73 for this week from the Houston AmSatNet.